The shock of the Trump immigration ban, even with the block by the courts, can make a trip to the border, or more specifically to the airport, feel like a serious trauma from fear of detention or actual treatment by border agents. What can they ask? What can they do? Can they take and search your all-important phone or laptop? Answer, yes. If out of some impulse of civil libertarianism, you smash your cell phone or laptop or iPad with your foot in front of an agent, you can be subject to arrest. And they can probably easily piece together anything you think you may have destroyed anyway. But authorities cannot force you to unlock your phone. You got that going for you. What are your real rights? Wouldn't it be great if in a cold sweat you ran into this guy?
Yeah, my name is Ray Kozlowski, associate professor of political science at the Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy at the University at Albany.
Oh, my luck, Ray. These are hard days. These are all hard questions, don't you think?
The way in which things were implemented, the fact that there was little in the way of guidance given to Customs and Border Protection officers, that CBP was not really consulted in developing the guidance, has led, of course, to the chaos that we saw.
CBP, who are they? This is important.
This is the part of the Department of Homeland Security which is in charge of inspections at ports of entry, all the official border crossing points, and also includes the Border Patrol.
Ray says the fact that they weren't consulted in the creation of these regulations is part of the problem. But exactly where are you when you enter a country and are in that no man's land between the tarmac and the entrance gate?
People who enter in the United States or other countries have authorization with a visa, or if they're from a country that's on the visa waiver program in the United States, to arrive just with a passport. And that gives them the authority to travel to present themselves to a border official. And essentially, it's not until one has that interview and has documents inspected that one, in a sense, enters.
So my fate is controlled by these folks, right? They can detain me for long amounts of time. I mean, what are my rights? What should I do?
Probably it's best to be respectful, to be cooperative, and to be forthcoming. If you have nothing to hide, etc., the best thing is, you know, that kind of a policy.
So no terrorism jokes, duh. But what are my actual rights, say, under the Vienna Convention on Consular Rights?
One can, if there are issues, have access to have a call to your embassy or consulate of your country as a national of another country, you can get relief in that way to a certain extent. And the U.S. is bound to work with their consulate authorities.
So that might help me if I'm a foreign national or traveling from another country. In theory, you can't be subjected to inhumane conditions, right? Because of the Helsinki Human Rights Accords. But for U.S. citizens?
U.S. citizens, all states are obliged to accept their own nationals. So people traveling with U.S. passports have a right to enter, in a sense, to come in, come back home.
Can they search you? What's the process?
When individuals are entering into the United States, they present their passport. Questions are asked, you know, why are you coming? Where are you from? Et cetera. These are the standard things. And if there's some indicator, whether it's a hit on a watch list or if there's some anomaly in the travel pattern, say you booked a one-way ticket with cash, that always raises the red flags, then individuals might be put then in secondary inspection, as it's called, where there are additional questions and where the person's luggage will be examined, etc.
So no time limits in that case, Ray. It's not really a normal time, huh?
Think about this. You've got the chaos on top of just your everyday drug smuggling and human smuggling that is going on. So that makes matters more difficult. And there's only so many officers and lines. And that, of course, will lead to more backups and then the airlines having delayed flights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this becomes a real problem.
Thanks, Ray Kozlowski, for helping us out on the Takeaways Guide to Being Detained.
Want more information about the stories you hear on The Takeaway? Check out thetakeaway.org for more facts, figures, and news from guests and contributors and opinions from your fellow listeners. You can also check out the latest John Hockenberry blog post and subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a note or comment on a story you heard, all at thetakeaway.org.